I'm looking forward to the new year. In fact, 2023, what it holds for any show. As we all know, the families are affected by Mica. They must get more action on the ground. All of the T's and the I's have to be dotted at this stage. So, you know, as Cahalia, we need to work together and start getting people back into the homes that can be lived in once and for all. We need to get that as priority, you know. In relation to the other items that's happening within Inishowen, thankfully, Charlie McConnell Logue, the minister, we have a minister in Inishowen, thankfully, he has brought millions into Inishowen, as you well know, since becoming a minister. Roughly, it is 9.5 million for Cairndona, 12.5 million for Dunree, 1.5 million for Buncrana, I think over 15 million for Greencastle, and you have around 5 million in total for Piers, Harbours, Town and Village. So all of that, we would like to start the process of starting to spend that money, and that will make Inishowen a much better place to live. So it will, in relation to my own village here in Newton Cunningham, as again, Donald, you know all about it. Newton Cunningham is in the process of doing a master plan for the village that hopefully will upgrade and enhancement the town, which is badly needed, and it will pave a way forward for us as a village. And again, along with everyday running of the council, we have a very, very busy schedule here in Inishowen, and that's thanks to our minister, to be quite honest with you. The other thing I would like at this point in time to thank Donegal County Council, all of the staff, for the work that has been going on. And we've been under tremendous pressure this year, this last couple of years, because we were slow and there was a lot of anger out there with the Mica, and rightly so. Hopefully, we get over the line with that this year and we start making real progress and getting those Mica families back into their houses.
As you say, there are a number of plans. We saw the launch quite recently of a 5-point tourism plan for Inishowen over the next 5 years. We've seen, as you say, through Snowa in Carn, we've got the regenerating Buncrana plan, we've got the plan for Newton, and other plans around the peninsula as well. Now, there are times, it seems, that the council offices and government departments are littered with plans. Are you confident this is when we actually see those plans turn into work on the ground?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, and we haven't, neither of us have mentioned Malin, the visitors plan for Malin Head, which is a slow burner in fairness. And we had the tourist presentation from Joan Crawford, and she is very optimistic that we are going to get a lot of work done. But what we don't see done a lot of the time is UTIC and my patch, and there's 9 councillors in Inishowen, and we all have our wee patches that we tend to look after. Like, but UTIC my patch of Carrigans, we're doing the traffic safety calming measures there, and we're also going to try and link a walkway from Carrigans to Northern Ireland. It's just we only have to do 2 kilometres. You have Killay that they're doing a community hub. It's well on its way. We have a play park done in Killay. In relation to Bridgend, we're doing looking at the bypass, and we're looking at rezoning parts of Bridgend. We have the situation in Burnfoot where we're doing the flood defences. We're building a new bridge. All of that is going on, and we have the Greenway, you know, that has millions into Inishowen, and it has people back out walking and a healthy way of living. And Schlevels is a prime example, one of the best projects that's talked about in the whole country. So Inishowen is punching above its weight, and it is down to the workings of Donegal County Council, and in fairness to the 9 councillors that we have, we all work together and we work as a team. And the there's no difference politically. Each one of us is putting our shoulder to the wheel. That is a big help and a big bonus to the people of Inishowen.